The following is a sponsored program paid for by First Alliance Credit Union. Welcome to Good Money Moves, featuring Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell along with Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. Brought along a new guest today.
I did. Good morning, everybody. So today I have with me Craig from our real estate lending team.
Good morning. Good
morning, Craig.
And I'm going to let Craig kind of tell a little bit about himself and what he does in his role at the credit union.
Fantastic.
I have been with the credit union since June, and I'm the mortgage specialist, which means I do first mortgages and home equity loans as well as manufactured homes and home equity lines of credit and loans.
So if you live in it and you need a loan, you're the guy to talk to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
He will get you into your dream home.
Are you from around this area? Or are you
I worked in the cities for about 20, almost 20 years, actually about 24 years, and now I'm down to the Rochester area for the first time for about the last 2 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
A little slower pace?
Not really.
Okay.
No.
We like to pretend. We always like to pretend we have a little slower pace here, but apparently not. Okay.
No.
The traffic's a little better.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Just a little. It gets worse every year. Yeah. So I guess we were talking about what happens when you have late payments when we spoke over the last couple of weeks. What are we going to be talking about today?
Yeah. So we're actually going to be talking about a type of financing that we briefly mentioned in episode 32 when we were actually talking about paying back the IRS, and that is home equity loans.
Oh, sure.
We kind of briefly touched on those, so I thought it'd be a good opportunity for us to really dig into what home equity loans are and get a good feel for what that is. So if you do need it for paying back taxes, then you have a little more information about that. There are good options too. So,
all right. Yeah. So I'll start with the basics. Craig, what is a home equity loan?
A home equity loan is where you have equity in the home that you're borrowing against. So if you take what your home is worth minus your main mortgage, that's the equity that we have to work with for a home equity loan.
Okay. So, for example, I've got everybody's got about a $250,000 home. I think that's kind of the norm around here nowadays.
Sure. Yeah.
And I've been paying off that thing for a few years, and it's gone up in value.
Okay.
That's the amount that I paid down, and also the increase in value is what you're talking about.
Exactly. So let's just use your example. 250 was the original balance. Say you've paid it down to 200,000, and the home has increased to 300,000. So the difference between what you owe and the 300,000 is about 150,000. So that's the equity that you have to work with.
Does that translate into that's how large of a home equity loan I qualify for?
Not necessarily. That's a guideline, but that's going 100%. We rarely go 100%. The guideline usually is about 80%. We could go higher if everything else is good, such as your credit, your income compared to your expenses are, then we could stretch it up higher.
So in essence, that equity, though, is collateral.
Correct.
Yes.
For another loan. Okay. Mm-hmm. So just to clarify, when we're calculating the equity, are we basing this on the value of the home when I purchased it?
No.
Or a different figure?
The current value of the home.
Okay.
So if you especially in Rochester, if you purchased it 5 years ago, more than likely your home is going to increase in value.
Probably quite a bit.
Yes. In Rochester, very a high amount.
Yeah.
So I imagine you're going to have another appraisal done on your property.
It could be. We could use the tax value. If, say, you're doing less than 80% of what your home is worth, minus your original mortgage or your current mortgage, I should say, we could go up to 80% of that.
Okay. But in essence, I don't get to come in the door with and say, hey, by the way, I think my house is worth this, and I pay down this.
Yes.
There has to be some sort of documentation that goes along with this.
Usually what we do is the first question that I'll ask is, what is your tax value? That's the one that's a very conservative
usually,
value.
Yeah.
More than likely, if your tax value is, say, given that $300,000 example, if your tax value is $250,000, that's going to be the most conservative estimate. More than likely, your appraised value is going to be quite a bit higher than that. And if you use any kind of other example like Zillow or Redfin or ePraisal, those valuations are going to be over the tax value.
Yeah, probably not the one that the credit union would want to rely on, I imagine.
No, but we can use the tax value, though.
Yeah.
If it's going to be under 80%, we will use that. And that avoids getting the appraisal.
So it would be the member who is seeking probably the larger home equity to try to eke out as much as they can, that's the loan that would require the appraisal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're shooting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we know what it is. What can you use a home equity loan for?
Oh, boy, what can you not use it for?
Yeah. Anything, really.
Yeah, paying bills. A lot of it is home consolidation loans, redoing their kitchen, their bathrooms, any type of home improvement.
Mm-hmm.
The IRS was one example you used.
Yeah. Paying for college for your kids or yourself,
a wedding,
I guess.
I've had uses for home equity loans that run the whole gambit on.
What's the most unusual one you've run into, without naming names?
I would say the wedding, it was a wedding that was going to happen in 2 weeks, and the father was not prepared at all.
Oh, no.
Who would be? Somebody come up to you, by the way, Dad, I want you to write a check for a wedding.
Yes.
When's the wedding? 2 weeks from now. What? So, yeah, so obviously this is something that doesn't take a ton of time.
No, we could usually get a home equity loan done in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Even if an appraisal was required, usually it doesn't go beyond 3 weeks.
Is the process similar to the original mortgage as far as getting it approved?
It's a little bit easier as far as the documentation we need. A couple pay stubs and the last year's W-2 or I should say 2019 mm-hmm. W-2 and their insurance declaration page, the main page of their insurance that has all the coverage,
sure.
Who their agent is and that information, what's covered.
Yeah, there's a term for that. How come I can't remember what that is? I've been asked for it so many times.
The insurance declaration page?
Yeah.
The insurance main page.
About 3 o'clock this morning is going to pop in my head. But I just from what you've described, I imagine the reason it's relatively quick process. This sounds like you probably the level of risk for the financial institution, the credit union, is probably fairly modest because it's a collateralized loan, and these folks have already probably been in these homes for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So,
yeah,
it isn't as high a risk as, let's say, an unsecured loan because it is secured on the property.
So we're talking home equity loans today with our friends from First Alliance Credit Union. We'll be right back with more discussion about home equity loans on Good Money Moves. News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back. Andy Brownell, Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Jenna's here and Craig's here from First Alliance Credit Union talking about home equity loans.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig, I understand they're are more than one type of home equity loan. Maybe you can explain what types there are.
Sure. There's a home equity line of credit, which is the one we do most often. That's where, say, you have $40,000. You can use as little of it or as much of it as you want. The interest only accumulates on the amount that you've used.
Yeah. So it functions more like a credit card would, where you can kind of
advance
it. So
it's revolving
it.
Credit.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're just tapping into the equity in your home for the
collateral.
Correct.
And as you pay it down, say you have $40,000, you only owe $20,000, you still have access to $20,000 that's available.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the other? Just a standard?
The other is just a home equity loan. That's more of a fixed rate. I should back up a second for the home equity line of credit. The interest rate is variable. It goes with the prime rate.
Okay.
Which just recently the prime rate went down another 0.5%. Mm-hmm. So the prime rate is now 4.25%. So it's pretty low, yes. Yeah. The home equity loan is more of a fixed rate. It's usually a little bit higher of an interest rate, but we could extend it out to 20 years.
Oh, really? For home equity?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so,
but that is, you have a set payment
right.
and so, a set timeline to pay
exactly.
off.
Exactly. So they kind of give you that lump sum of money with the home equity loan, and you just pay it back over time like you would, similar to like a car loan versus the line of credit, which functions more like a credit card. So there's just two options that you can choose from when you're looking at home equities.
Is there another name you use when you talk about home equity lines of credit?
Well, there's HELOC.
HELOC, that's the
right.
Term I'm thinking
of. HELOC,
kind
Home
of
Equity Line of Credit.
Okay, so when your financial representative starts throwing out acronyms, that's what it's all about.
Correct.
Yeah.
The HELOC is the line of credit. Okay, are there benefits for one using one or the other?
I would say the HELOC or the Home Equity Line of Credit is the most flexible. So that's the one that seems to be the most popular. I do quite a bit more of those than home equity loans. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times if people want to redo their or do home improvements, sometimes they don't want to do everything at once. They might want to do just their bathroom.
Yeah.
And then, you know, pay it down a little bit. Then they want to do their kitchen or...
Mm-hmm.
Is there... Between the two types of loans, a limitation on one that's not on the other as far as how much equity you can take out?
No, they're very similar as far as the amount that's available to them.
Mm-hmm. The difference would be the interest rate.
Right. The interest rate on the home equity line of credit is the prime rate, which is flexible.
Right now it's remarkably cheap.
It's remarkably mm-hmm. cheap, and it has gone down just since I've been here in June. It's gone down 3 times, 0.25%, 0.25%, and then 0.5%.
Okay, let me ask you another question. Let's say I started out with a HELOC, and I'm taking advantage of this low prime interest rate right now, and I'm doing whatever I'm doing, and I'm seeing the interest rates ticking upward. At that point, is it possible to shift over to the other type of home equity loan and lock in something so I have a little bit more stability in my budget?
Yes, you can do that, but keep in mind it is like starting over. We would need the documentation.
Okay, so it's an entirely new loan.
It's an entirely
new
loan.
You'd be refinancing it for another type of loan, really.
Okay.
So.
But it would be based upon the same idea of how much equity I have mm-hmm. in my home and
yes.
and my income at that time. Yep. So I'm just going to have to go through another qualification
and
process.
Your credit score. So,
but that would be the advantage of the traditional, not HELOC type, is that idea that I'm locked in at a certain rate and I don't have to worry about that part of it.
Correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, that is definitely a benefit. So it really, I mean, it comes down to if you're trying to decide between the two, and trying to decide, you know, which one's better for me. Well, it just kind of really depends on what your goals are And if you sit, you know, if you came in and sat down with Craig or someone else on our real estate team and just talked about, well, this is what I want to do and this is how I'm planning to set it up, they could help you determine which one would be best for your scenario.
Go back and forth and weigh the benefits.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Is there, being a variable interest loan on the HELOC, is there any sort of cap on how high the rates can go? If you, you know, you start out at this level, that it can only rise so much per year or anything like that?
Well, as far as per year, no, because it just goes with the prime rate.
Yeah.
There is a cap, and I believe it's 10% higher than the start rate.
10 points up from where you, okay. But that would be...
it'd take you a while to get there.
Right.
I imagine it would, but also some things are happening at that time. You'd be seeing that happen.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Certainly wouldn't be a surprise.
Correct.
All right. We're talking home equity loans. Oh, I know, with the HELOC. See, I'm getting comfortable using that term now.
Yeah.
Home equity line of credit. You mentioned it's like a credit card. Can I just let it sit there and have it as a reserve? More or less?
Yes, a lot of people do that. And remember, you're not paying any interest as long as you're, if you have it available and didn't tap into it, there's really no accumulation of interest.
Mm-hmm. And is there any sort of cost for me doing that?
No, not at all. There was some initial cost to do the mortgage.
There's, sure.
There's one time, there's a Minnesota registration tax. There's a recording tax. And there's a flood zone determination, which is only $12. Usually I tell people if they don't need an appraisal, depending on their loan size, it could be anywhere from $300 to $400 for the closing costs.
Okay. So if you have a wedding that might just pop up right around the corner, I imagine having that is, as a reserve is kind of peace of mind for somebody.
Yes, exactly.
But I also imagine that if I'm thinking that that's going to be my emergency fund, that might not be such a great idea. I'm putting my house out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you want to be careful when you're using it more as an emergency fund for that reason, because your house is attached to it as collateral. So if something happens and let's say you lose your job, right?
Right. Your income's gone.
Now you have no income, but you're starting to rack up, you know, your debt on this HELOC that you've taken out now. Well, how are you going to pay that back if you don't have a job? So using using debt as an emergency fund is never the best option.
Well, in this case, especially because
you get kicked out of your house if you're not paying it.
Downward roll. Yeah, right. You could end up losing the house.
Yeah.
When you think about it this way, you go to sell your house, well, you have to pay your first mortgage and your HELOC or home equity loan as well.
And you remember we talked about capacity utilization when we were talking about using your credit and your credit score. You know that if you've got a HELOC sitting out there, that does affect that to an extent as well, because, you know, if you've got a $40,000 line of credit available to you, but, I mean, even though you're not using it, it still weighs into that loan-to-value availability for other lending that
so
you would do down
the road.
So it could
actually hurt you on the credit score
side. Your debt
to
income, yep.
But could it also help you?
It very well could. Again, that's one of those magical credit score things that we can't tell you one way or another. It depends on so many things.
It depends on the situation.
So it's just something you want to be mindful of, that maybe a home equity line of credit probably isn't a good emergency fund. There's nothing wrong with having one available to you, let's say, if a tree falls on your house and you have to pay.
Right.
You know, but to use it as, well, I'm going to, if I lose my job, this is how I'm going to pay for things. Like, that's not a good way to think
right. of it. Right. But it would be a good thing to have there for an expense you did not anticipate.
Correct.
That you have the ability to pay this back and not put your home at risk.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So HELOCs and home equity loans, we're talking with our friends from First Alliance Credit Union on Good Money Moves, and we'll continue that discussion in a moment. News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
Good Money Moves continues in moments with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. We're talking Good Money Moves with Andy Brownell and Jenna Tobble from First Alliance Credit Union on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome back. Jenna and Craig from First Alliance Credit Union with us this morning on Good Money Moves. And our discussion today is home equity loans.
Yes.
Regular ones and HELOCs.
Yes.
Oh, I like that HELOC name for some reason. We kind of talked about this in the previous segment, but maybe we could spend a little bit more on this. Are there any fees of any type associated with the home equity loans?
Like yes, there are fees. There's four potential fees, actually five potential fees. So the first one is we have to do every loan in the U.S., we have to do a flood zone certification, and that's $12. We have a recording fee, and that's $102. And we have title fees, which are $95. And the fourth one would be the mortgage registration tax, which is figured at 0.0023 times the loan amount.
Okay.
And that's always in Minnesota, that's a unique fee to our state.
But we're not talking about a huge thing here. It's not an ongoing fee either. Once that's done, that's done.
All these fees are just a one-time
okay.
fee.
Yeah.
The last fee would be if we have to do an appraisal, that's $175, and it's more of an abbreviated appraisal.
Okay.
It's more of a market analysis appraisal, and then they also snap a few pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's a little bit lower than a normal cost of an appraisal.
Okay. Yeah. Obviously a very attractive option for somebody if this
Absolutely.
Is what they, if they wish to take out mm-hmm. a loan. You're probably going to get a fairly favorable rate considering mm-hmm. where the prime is now.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And are there, you know, on my mortgage, I can deduct the interest.
Right.
If I can. I've
Maybe.
Changed the tax business so much that, what your standard deduction is. Is that also, or can that also apply to home equity loans as well?
Well, they have changed the rules on that. I usually don't give tax advice. That's not my specialty.
Smart
usually,
move.
Yeah, tell them to talk to their accountant or their tax professional who they usually work with. I know they certainly were in the past, but the rules have changed quite a bit. I'm not even sure if I could even give my educated guess on if they would be tax deductible
okay.
or not.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. But the form that you would get to that would show any interest you paid on that you would bring to your tax professional to get their advice on whether or not you can use that on your tax return, right, is that form 1098. That's your mortgage interest
oh, sure.
form.
Just
so it
like
would,
the usual
yep.
on your
so it would show
mortgage.
Up on that same one. That would be the same form you would use if you had a home equity.
Okay. And one more question for you, Craig. Is there any sort of dividing line in here where if you're talking to a person who has a home and let's say they have relatively small amount of equity in it, that this becomes just not even worth it to pursue? Or do you have kind of a guiding line of, you probably need such and such percent equity before you pursue even a home equity loan?
Yes. Usually, for one thing, they're $10,000 minimum.
Oh, okay.
So they couldn't do one for $5,000 or $7,000. It has to be at least $10,000. And as far as the percentage, we usually go up to 80. We could go up to 90% of the value if everything else looks good, like their credit and debt to income and loan to value,
yeah.
The value of the home compared to what they owe.
But the key is you have to have at least $10,000 equity in your home before you can even apply for this thing.
Yes, that's okay. correct.
Very good. Home equity loans, HELOCs. Jenna, any other resources available for our listeners if they were to go to the First Alliance Credit Union website?
Yeah. So visit firstalliancecu.com. Check out our blog. We have tons of information out there about home equities, whether it's just the traditional loan types we talked about or even the HELOCs that we talked about. But if you are thinking this would be a good solution to something that you're trying to finance, I would strongly recommend that you come in and talk with our real estate lending team so they can help you make an informed decision based on your specific situation on what the best route is going to be for you, because they're so knowledgeable. I mean, Craig just rattled off all of those fees off the top of his head while we were sitting here. So, like, he knows what he's talking about. He does it all day. So he'd be a good resource for you.
I do it in my sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
So do you... I mean, we talked about types of loans. Does it ever come up that even purchasing a vehicle would be something somebody does with a home equity?
Sometimes, yes. We have maybe they have a higher interest rate and than a home equity line of credit that they'd like to tie in there. Certainly would be one.
Yeah. So, like we said, you can use it for anything.
Anything. So I guess if you have any questions about home equity, line of credits, home equity loans, mm-hmm. call Craig or call somebody else from First Alliance, and they'll kind of guide you through the process.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yep,
well,
we're here to help.
Yeah.
And Craig, you're back for another program next week. Jenna, you're always here.
Yes.
I am. Can't get rid of me.
We'll see you next week, Craig. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Andy Brownell on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. It's been Good Money Moves.